lives of the awliya kiram, rahimahumullah salam, we find that many of them actually stepped onto the path of wilaya. They were given wilaya by Allah Azza wa Jal due to showing mercy. Allah. You know, there's one great wali of Allah. His name was Shaykh Abu Uthman Hayri, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And he was a great wali of Allah, but it says that, you know, before he became a wali, before he was bestowed with wilaya, with friendship by Allah Azza wa Jal, he was a very, very rich youngster, a very, very rich young man. And during his student days, he would walk around with a servant. That's how rich he was. And he would be dressed in expensive silk robes. He was very, very rich. He was one of the richest people of the time. And he was a student. And it says that one day, he was walking along with this servant, and he had this expensive silk shawl, this silk robe draped around him. And he saw a donkey. And this donkey was wounded on the side of the street. This donkey was wounded, and the donkey was wounded to such an extent that crows were coming down from the sky and biting into the wounds of that donkey. Imagine the pain that donkey was in. Now Abu Uthman, this rich young man, he's walking along with the servant, and he felt this softness in his heart, this mercy in his heart towards that donkey. And he immediately took off that beautiful, expensive, decorated silk shawl that he had and placed it over the donkey. Now when he did this, obviously the crows flew away, they had no access to the wounds. The donkey felt some relief, and the donkey lifted its head up and gave a grateful look towards the Abu Uthman. And it states that because of him showing that mercy to that donkey, because of him showing that compassion to that animal, Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed him with wilaya, made him his friend, his close friend. And then he continued and he became one of the people who was a means of guidance of many thousands of people of his time. The verse of the Quran that you mentioned earlier, Allah Azza wa Jal says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَأُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Just in English translation, that certainly a messenger has come to you from amongst yourselves. Grievous to him is your falling into distress.
Allah.
If you fall into distress, it hurts him. And he is always worrying about your benefit, about your well-being. And he is merciful and compassionate to the believers.
Allah.
And there are so many accounts. You know, one story that comes to mind, that once there was an individual, he came to the gathering of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the blessed court, and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I've been ruined. I've been destroyed. He was asked, what happened? He said, in the state of fasting, I went to my wife. I broke my fast by going to my wife. And he had come to find out what the compensation was, what he would have to do to make up for that fast. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed him of the hukm of the Quran, that he must free a slave. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I don't have the ability to free a slave. How can I free a slave? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you can't free a slave, then the hukm of the Sharia is that you must fast for 2 consecutive months, for 60 days non-stop. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I couldn't fulfill one fast. How will I keep 60 in a row? Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, okay, if you can't do that, then the next hukum of the Sharia is to feed 60 poor people. He said, I don't have the wealth to be able to feed 60 people. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so merciful. He didn't get angry. He didn't shout at him. He didn't, you know, be harsh with him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just kept silent, asked him to sit down. And then, after a short while, a large basket of dates was brought as a gift for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When this basket of dates was brought, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, where is the questioner? Where is that man who came? The man replied, Labbaik, I'm here, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take this basket of dates and give it away in charity, and your fast will be compensated for.
Subhanallah.
And then the man said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you want me to give it as charity to someone poorer than me? Oh my master, I swear by Allah, there is no family in Medina poorer than mine.
Allah.
And then it's so beautiful, the narration states that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَضَحِكَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alaihi wasallam حَتَّى بَدَتْ نَوَاجِزُهُ, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled until his blessed pearl-like teeth began to show.
Subhanallah.
وَقَالَ اِذْهَبْ فَأَطْعِمْهُ أَهْلَكَ, take these dates and feed them to your family. Your kafara will be complete.
Subhanallah.
Your compensation will be complete.
Allahu Akbar.
Look at the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his ummah. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.